Happy 2011 Walt Disney community. I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year. This month, I am doing something new and creating a podcast of my message this month. You will find the text below that will contain some important links as a part of my message. As the new year emerges here at Walt Disney Elementary, I was reminded of some of my new year resolutions that I have made and sometimes failed miserably at doing. I remember the commitment I made to join the gym 1 year. In hindsight, perhaps I should have committed to going to the gym, as merely joining the gym was the easy part compared to the commitment it took to truly follow through. Anyways, 2010 was a year filled with many triumphs and also some challenges for our community. We should feel proud of the accomplishments that we have achieved to make Walt Disney Elementary a great place to learn and grow, including a 10-point increase in our academic performance index, as determined by our state standards testing. We are also making positive strides this year in our district and site goals, including being more effective in 21st century teaching and learning, and being more effective and strategic in how our staff plans, performs, and collaborates as a team, and the continued infusion of character development in our students' experience here at Walt Disney. The staff and I continue to be so proud to work with such a supportive community. There continues to be many parent-driven programs happening here that benefits our school environment. Some of the programs are in the forefront, but just as important, many programs function in the background and are of great value. One such program is the new Helping Hands program. We currently have 4 parent volunteers who come and perform copying and prepping of materials for teachers. These parents come at a time that is convenient for the parent and either makes copies or prep materials in the workroom. Many of our teachers are using this new service and are truly enjoying the benefits. We are looking for additional parent volunteers for Helping Hands. If you are interested, please contact Ms. Joni Schaefer. Those in the know are increasingly confident that our state and district will continue to make tough decisions this upcoming spring regarding our budget, since it is being speculated that public education will again have its funding significantly reduced in the upcoming year. We are in the fortunate position that our schools in San Ramon have been successful in filling some of the fiscal gaps through fundraising within each school's community. While we wish we did not have to fundraise, the reality is that we do depend on our fundraisers to maintain and build upon our current program for students. The Disney Elementary School Education Foundation has its annual online, silent, and live auction events coming in February and March. These events provide funds directly to our school, but also provide opportunities for community building, opportunities to purchase some once-in-a-lifetime products and experiences, and are just fun events. My wife and I truly enjoyed last year's live auction event. If you cannot participate by bidding on items, you can still participate by attending the live auction event or by volunteering your time and energy in planning or organizing the event. If you have any questions, you can visit the DESF website or email DESF at DESF@comcast.net. Please consider participating in this year's events in one way or another. It is with sadness that we announce that we have lost 2 Walt Disney students this year. Zachary, a student in Ms. Flatley Knott's preschool classroom, passed away earlier in the fall, while Ryan, a 5th grader in Ms. Hughes' classroom, recently passed away during winter break. Both Zachary and Ryan are truly missed by the students, staff, and community here at Walt Disney.